Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. This is Prophetess Joan Nassar, Global Intercessory and PhD Ministry, your host, and I'm live on Blog Talk Radio, where prayer, the preached word, prophecy, healing, and deliverance takes place, with many testifying to the power of God through the operations of the fivefold ministry's ascension gifts, reaching the lost for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Now the Bible says that in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Again, the Bible says that in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. So I want you to know tonight that this program is subject to change by the Holy Ghost. So we do ask that you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit on this broadcast. We ask that you would mute your phone. If you have absolutely anything to do in the background, please mute your phones. Tonight, we come to give God the praise. We come to give God all of the glory. So I want to say good evening to each and every one of you. Good evening, Brother Mark. Good evening, those of you who are there in radio land. I want to tell you thank you tonight for joining me, asking you tonight that you will, glory to God, that you will join with us in praise and worship and just worship the Lord your God. Hallelujah, on this Shabbat Eve. So I greet all of you in the wonderful, the awesome, the majestic name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. As we come to give God the praise tonight, we come to give him glory for all that he has done. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. And so we just come to tell him thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We come to give him glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? Oh, if it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, Jesus, who was on their side. Now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on their side, when men rose up against them, they would have swallowed them up quick. Glory to God, hallelujah. And so we thank God tonight. Glory to God for another night that we're able to come to the broadcast. And so we just want to greet all of you out there in the wonderful, matchless, awesome, the majestic name, the holy name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. We thank God for the blood of Jesus that has never lost its power. It's still the holy, potent blood of Jesus Christ that saves, hallelujah, delivers, and set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just come to tell him thank you tonight. He said, if it had not been for the Lord, it was on my side. Now, I don't know where I would be tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, we're talking about the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is also your God and my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank him tonight. There's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Why? Because he's good. And his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we give him thanks tonight. Hallelujah, because we put our trust in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so thankful today. Hallelujah, for another day It is the day that the Lord has made, and we are already rejoicing, hallelujah, and we're being glad in it. Glory to God. We thank him tonight, hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
He's a wonderful Savior, mighty God, Counselor, Prince of Peace, hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank him tonight because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, and he delighted in his way. Hallelujah. He said, though he fall, he shall not be cast down. For the Lord upholded him with his hand. Hallelujah. How many know, glory to God, that the righteous fall 7 times? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Lord, hallelujah, will pick him up. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
So tonight we come to glorify and magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his presence tonight. We thank him for his wisdom. We thank him for his grace and mercy tonight. Hallelujah. As we come tonight, as we open up tonight in prayer, glory to God.
Yes,
we just thank and praise God tonight, hallelujah, for another opportunity just to, hallelujah, to be able to be living and breathing on this side. Hallelujah. He's not a God of the dead, but he's a God of the living. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so it is to be in the land of the living. Glory to God. Remember that this is up on the high holy holidays. Hallelujah. Coming up, Rosh Hashanah. You got 2 more days, hallelujah, glory to God, which we can prepare our hearts, hallelujah, for fasting and praying and glory to God and repenting, glory to God, and get our lives in order with God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. It's more important, hallelujah, to set ourselves, hallelujah, to going back with Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. See, everything else will fail, glory to God, hallelujah. Everything else going down but the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I thank God tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we know that we know that we know. Hallelujah. That we are saved. Hallelujah. Those of you who know that you're
saved.
Right. See, a lot of people go to church every Sunday, but they ain't saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord,
that's
Jesus.
Right.
A lot of people
that's
going
right.
to church dressed up,
that's
looking
right.
good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, but nothing but walking dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. So we ought to be thankful. Hallelujah. Those of us who know that we know. Hallelujah. That we have made it right with God. Hallelujah. And we make it right every day and every night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes,
hallelujah. But what the problem is today, glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, that many, hallelujah, don't want to work out their own soul salvation. Ah, because there's no fear of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. No fear of the Master. Hallelujah. God, my Master. No fear, hallelujah, of Yahweh God anymore. Hallelujah. No fear in the churches, therefore no fear in the world. Hallelujah. So people just think they can do whatever, whenever, and however. Glory to God. But our God, hallelujah, glory to God, is coming back one day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to judge the quick and the dead. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't care
yes,
if
Lord.
You say, oh, she always talk about judgment. But listen, judgment is already in the land, and judgment is already on the church. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can the Holy Ghost speak tonight?
Yes,
glory
yes,
to
sir.
God. Say, many, hallelujah, are coming out and they're repenting and they're saying things and they're saying they shouldn't have preached the gospel. But what it is, I want to know. Hallelujah. Did you not know that you weren't preaching the right gospel in the first place? And those of you Bible-thumping, going to church, dressed up, pimping, looking like, going to church, acting like, perpetrating, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, with your pimping sales. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did you not know? Hallelujah. And you say you're reading your Bible. Glory to God. That Matthew 24 and verse 14. Glory to God. It says, hallelujah, that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached, must be preached in all the world, to all nations as a witness. And then he says, and then the end shall come. Glory to God. So if you didn't read it, if you didn't get it, you didn't understand it, This is the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And when you go on over there, glory to God, to Luke chapter 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you read in your Bible, hallelujah, in Luke chapter 4, where Jesus himself, who was already prophesied in the book of Isaiah, hallelujah, chapter 61, he comes back and Luke, the doctor, writes. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set them that are liberty, yep, which are bruised. Hallelujah, Jesus. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So if you want to know why Jesus came, if you want to know what the gospel of the kingdom is, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. It is, glory to God, found, hallelujah, in the four books of the Gospels. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And so when he said those words, glory to God, we ought to ask ourselves, glory to God, are we doing, hallelujah, can I preach like a Baptist preacher tonight? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, God, are we doing the Jesus ministry? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then he comes down here in Luke chapter 11. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And down in, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And he says, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, you know what? I did not only come, hallelujah. I didn't only come to save that which was lost. He said, but I came. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Can I preach like a Baptist preacher? Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, but I came to avenge the blood of the prophets. Hallelujah, Jesus. Which part of that many don't understand. That's why you see so much bloodshed in the land. Because it was already prophesied. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he didn't only come just to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. He said, glory to God, in Luke chapter 11 and verse 50. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, first of all, in verse 49, he said, therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them shall slay and persecute them. He said, but in verse 50, he said that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundations of the world, may be required of this generation. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I let the Holy Ghost go everywhere you want to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because when I open up my Bible, glory to God, it said, let God speak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ma'am. I'm allowing him to speak tonight. Glory to God. I've got to allow him to speak tonight. Glory to God. Yes. He done filled me up. Glory to God. Yes, and I just said nothing. Hallelujah. That no one can take away from me. Hallelujah. Yes. I don't need no paper. Ah, Jesus. Can I preach like a Baptist preacher? Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. I ain't got no music going on. I ain't got no organ behind me. I ain't got no praise team. But, oh, God, when you call to preach the gospel, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You got to go where you want to go. You got to go where the mother don't go. You got to go where the children don't go. You got to go where the pastor don't go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, glory to God, you know a lot of people didn't think about it, but Abraham was called out of his father's house. He was called out of Terah's house. And the Lord God Almighty, Yahweh God, Elohim God, spoke to Abraham. He told him to leave his father's house and go to a place where I will send you. And when he went to that place, he said, there I will bless you. Glory to God. But he never did see the blessing. For 25 years, he had not seen the blessing. Abraham tried everything. Sarah tried everything. But how many know that it's God's timing? God has a way, and it's mighty sweet. He knows just what to do, when to, and how. Hallelujah. The old mothers used to sing, you can't hurry God. Hallelujah. I can't hurry God tonight. Hallelujah. But if I let him have his way, hallelujah. Even if it's one soul, even if it's one preacher, even if it's one prophet, even if it's one apostle, hallelujah, that I've reached this word tonight, I've come to encourage you. I've come to encourage your preacher tonight. Hallelujah. That's because you know why? A whole lot of folk, we don't find no Noahs. We don't find no John the Baptist. Yeah, God, we're not finding the Jeremiahs who would root up and pull down. Oh, my God, don't you know that Jesus is coming, that he's coming again. Get right, get ready, and be prepared. Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. You can go on to seminary school. Yeah, you can go on to cemetery school. But I dare you, and I double dog dare you. Hallelujah, that when you are called, know that you're called. Know that you've been summoned by God. Hallelujah, to preach the gospel. Many have been called,
yes,
but few were chosen. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm so glad. I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. That he found his way. Hallelujah. All the way into Guyana to find me. Hallelujah. Even from before the foundations of the world, I was called by God. Hallelujah. Can nobody do me like Jesus? Can't nobody do me like the Lord. I'm so glad about it tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, our God is a good God. Our God is a good God.
Mm-hmm.
I want to encourage you out there, preachers. I want to encourage you tonight, hallelujah, to put down the prosperity gospel and to pick up the gospel of Jesus Christ and to be sure, and very sure, and make sure of your calling and your election. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I just thank God tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I knew that there was something God was downloading in me. Hallelujah. As I sat there.
That's right.
Glory to
God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. He did what he wanted to do. And then when I was stirring around, stirring the pages, I was sitting here just stirring the pages. And I don't know, I'm trying to go back to where I seen it. But it, all of a sudden, it dawned on me, and as I looked, hallelujah, on the page, it said, let God speak. Hallelujah. That was my cue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we just thank and praise God tonight. That ends the preaching for tonight. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Glory to
amen.
God.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And so we thank God as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Glory to God, and we celebrate right along with those in Israel. As I come back on Sunday evening at 9 o'clock, I'm going to try to do it earlier. I think I should come on at 8 o'clock Sunday evening so we can get started. I really wish I could come on earlier. We'll see what happens. And then Monday, as people have to work, I try to come on at 9 as usual. But we have there from the 29th, which is Sunday, 29th at sundown, and until the 1st at sundown for prayer and fasting, where I would encourage you, those of you who know Jesus, those of you who understand that he is Yeshua, those of you who understand, glory to God, that Jesus had a culture too. And he celebrated these feast days. Yes, he did, while he was here for the 3.5 years. Matter of fact, he was here 30 years, correct?
That's right.
Yeah.
And so for 3.5 of those years, he celebrated. For all those years, he must have celebrated along with his parents until he got big enough, grown enough to 12 years old that he would go into the synagogue, hallelujah,
right,
and he would read the gospel of the kingdom to them. Told them what he came to do in Isaiah 61:1. He walked up in there. They gave him the book. And when he was done, he closed the book. Glory to God. Gave it back to the ministers, and that was it. Glory to God. So this day is this word fulfilled in your ears. Glory to God. So our God, hallelujah, is a great God. Our God is a good God. Our God, hallelujah, is still a miraculous God, still able to save, deliver, and set free all those who want to be. Glory to God. Because flesh can't make it into heaven. Hallelujah. Flesh couldn't bring this message to nothing. Hallelujah. You have to be spirit. Glory to God. And so I thank God for his spirit. Thank God for his Holy Spirit tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm still searching for that page. Hallelujah. I can't find it. I just can't find it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes,
hallelujah. So we bless the name of the Lord tonight. Not going to be on too long. That's it. It's now 10:35. I'm going to open up this broadcast for those of you who do not know Jesus and the pardon of your sins. I ask tonight that you will give your life to the Lord Jesus. And for those of you who are already licensed, ordained, but you're slipping and you're sliding and you don't know which way to go and you're having a hard time and recommit, hallelujah, your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're backslidden condition, listen, the backslidden condition ain't got nothing to do with titles. You're just in a backslidden condition. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the Bible says, those of you who do not know Jesus and the pardon of your sins tonight, hallelujah, if you come to him, he will in no wise cast you out. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Glory to God. And he says, you know, no man comes to the Father but by me, meaning by Jesus the Christ, not me. Hallelujah. I'm only giving you what the Bible says. He says, no man comes to the Father but by me, meaning if you come to him and you don't ask him in the name of Jesus, see, it's in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, that he will answer you, that he will speak with you, that he will answer your prayer in the name. Hallelujah. That's all it says is in the name. Glory to God. There's something in the name and about the name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you ask him to forgive you. Come to God, Elohim God, Yahweh God, no other God. Hallelujah. All other gods are dead gods, they're dumb gods, and they have never gotten up for you. They have never done a thing for you. Hallelujah. But keep you in delusion. Hallelujah. So listen, if you come to the God of the Bible, hallelujah, Yahweh God, Elohim God, hallelujah, Elroy God, hallelujah, glory to God, Yahweh Tiskanu God, yes, the God of righteousness, yes. If you come to God, hallelujah, and you ask him to forgive you, you must ask him to forgive you in his son's name, Jesus the Christ. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And when you come, when you ask him, he says, I will come in, I will sup with you, and you will sup with me. Hallelujah, which means you can have dialogue now. You can pray now. You can come to him and you can ask him. He said, even before you call Isaiah 65:24, he said, I will answer you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that in the book of Acts 2:38, he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. That means you and Gentile alike. That means everybody, hallelujah, that don't know Jesus. hallelujah, in the pardon of sins. You can ask him tonight. He will forgive you. Glory to God. And then, you know, he wants to fill you with his spirit. He said, because after you have received, hallelujah, after you ask him for forgiveness and you are and you have repented of your sins, he said, in the name of Jesus, he said, for the remission of your sins, that is, for the removal of your sins, hallelujah, he said, then, hallelujah, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Listen, you don't need no middleman. You just need to go to God for yourself. Hallelujah. Anybody could pray. They could pray all they want to. But if you don't go to him yourself, it's an individual walk. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so you ask him, hallelujah, to forgive you of your sins. He will forgive you. The Bible says he will abundantly pardon you. Glory to God. And then in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, he declares in his word that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. He said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So I give you the word of God. I don't have anything else for you. All I can give you is what the word of God says. Hallelujah. If you receive it tonight, glory to God, you can spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Just stay right wherever you are and ask God to come into your life, to forgive you of all of your sins, come into your life. Hallelujah. Accept whatever he's doing in your life. A lot of people out there, you have callings and giftings, but you don't understand. Ask God. Hallelujah. First of all, know that you're saved. Know that you know, hallelujah, that you are in Christ. And then ask him, hallelujah, glory to God, because it's only the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost activated in you, hallelujah, will give you the desired gifts. And you can desire a gift, but if he don't want you to have that particular gift, he won't give it to you. He only gives you what you need. Glory to God. He won't give you a gift that you don't need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why, see, we got to be careful what we ask for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody told me that once. Be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. Glory to God. And when you get it, hallelujah, you don't know what to do with it. You'll be in a world of trouble. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So continue, hallelujah, to go somewhere, ask God to lead you to that place, that local body of believers, where you can be guided. The Bible says that in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 3 and verse 15, he says, I will give you pastors after my own heart that would raise you up in the truth and the knowledge of God. We need two things. We need truth and we need the knowledge of him. Hallelujah. It is only when we come into the knowledge of God, hallelujah, it's only when we come into the light, hallelujah, that the darkness can dissipate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We love you with the love of Jesus the Christ. God has spoken. He has already brought the message. And so I would say to you tonight, have a wonderful God-filled weekend. We'll see you back here on Sunday evening at 8 o'clock when we start with the fasting and praying for the head of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah. Glory to God. Yes, it is. They are appointed feast days. They are appointed times with God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And don't forget, he says, when you come, he said, don't come to me without an offering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now that's up to you. You can take your offering and you can take it to your church and you can write on your envelope, Rosh Hashanah. All right? Amen. Praise the Lord. You can do the same for the Feast of Tabernacles. I encourage people to, you know, give an offering to God. Hallelujah. Not to the church, not to man, not to the prophet. No, just give to the Lord, the work of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, our God. God bless you. And I would say to you again, have a God-filled weekend. Nighty-night night, as we normally say here. Love you. God bless you. It's now 10:43. God bless you. Night-night.
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 All right.
Good night.
Do you want to pray for the pastors or not?
I already end the broadcast.
Okay.